What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rich Orris hosts the King of OX Home Improvement Show, presented by Mosby Building Arts, Saturday at 11 on The Voice of St. Louis, King of OX.
So, reading the newspaper like everybody else the other day, and
there you were, just minding your own business, Mark.
Stumble upon this story about Starbucks firing two baristas who collared robbers on South Grand. This happened on Sunday, December the 17th.
See if we can paint a picture.
Two robbers walked into a Starbucks.
One of them from Potosi, Missouri.
Right, and apparently they had some guns. There's some questions as to whether or not they were real guns or fake guns.
Yeah.
And they tried to hold the place
up.
They
wanted everybody to get on the floor.
Get on the floor.
Fortunately, in most of the Starbucks, the floors are pretty clean.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what happens is a couple of the baristas, probably fearing
for their lives, Michael.
Life and safety.
And the one bartender was accosted by the would-be criminal.
Exactly. And guess what happened to them after that all gets done?
The barista knocked the tar out of the guy.
Right.
And they
get arrested.
And they apprehended him. They caught him. His buddy fled.
Right.
And he got caught later. Both of them are now facing over 20 felony counts, which is a good thing.
And so you're thinking, boy, they're probably given medals of commendation.
Heroes. Here
coffee for life at Starbucks. No, guess what? They got the boot out the door.
The employees got fired.
We were going to visit with Michael Harris. He got held up.
So to speak.
He's not here with us, unfortunately.
But we're very fortunate.
But we're glad to have his attorney, Tom Topping, in studio. Tom.
Did we get that right?
Is that pretty much the story?
As far as we know at this juncture, yes, right. that's the basic outline.
So these guys, like, were they fired that day? Like, the manager said, hey, great job. The cops are going to take these guys away, and you can take your pink slip.
Significantly, no, as a matter of fact. So it's our understanding that Mr. Harris was put on leave for approximately a month.
Okay. Reasonable. That's a traumatic situation.
And as my colleague Ryan Krupp pointed out, this was initially hailed in the news as Starbucks baristas fight back and Starbucks' logos all over.
Save the day.
Save the day. And then as soon as that media narrative died out, then they were summarily dismissed.
Wow. And I guess the company is citing a de-escalation policy that they have in place?
So interestingly enough, no, that was not what they said to my client. At least that's what we believe my client was told when he was fired. However, later as media traction has gone forth, that is the line they're taking now.
Well, Michael would know whether he was given the training that said if you get robbed here in South Grand, which, by the way, probably a good idea to prepare for that. If you get robbed here on South Grand, don't take any action. But if he didn't receive that training, then does that direction even exist?
Can't really speak to that at this juncture. But I will say, it strikes a tin ear to suggest to somebody that they have to willingly allow themselves to be executed after being pistol whipped.
Yeah, or beaten.
Beaten right.
At best case scenario, allow yourself to get beaten.
And as we believe at any rate, as he's attempting to comply with the demands of the robbers, he's pistol whipped, at that point, I mean, all bets are off.
So what's up now? Obviously, he has an attorney. I think we're expecting some type of legal action.
He has a whole team of attorneys at this juncture, that's our intent at this point. We're exploring all of his legal options at this time.
Is the hope to get it reinstated as an employee or some compensatory compensation?
Every legal avenue at this juncture is available to him right now. We don't really know quite yet
I would think if I'm working there at the Starbucks.
Yeah. Whipping up the lattes.
Yeah. So the one thing you got at Starbucks, If you're running a good Starbucks.
Some hot coffee.
You got hot coffee.
Hey now.
And you got a guy trying to rob you right there.
Uh-huh.
Somebody should have thrown some hot coffee on the guy.
Yeah, then you didn't assault him. You just tripped and spilled.
But Michael Harris, man, I saw the mugshot. This poor guy from Potosi who's now got 20 felony counts against him. He had a bad day.
Yeah, and he deserves
South
it.
Grade. He deserved it.
It looks like the blood's coming down his head. Yeah. It looks like these two baristas, I mean, I want to give them a job as bouncers.
This guy, of course, at the black and white photo, he looks like Rudy Giuliani at that press conference with all the stuff running down his face.
Yeah, could you imagine? I mean, these guys, they took it to them, and maybe they'll get offer from the W. You know, I actually, obviously the lawyer was kind enough to come join us, and Tom, we appreciate you. So this, the reality here, John, is I kind of understand the de-escalation policy, but I don't know that it actually works in process, right? I mean, here you are getting pistol whipped,
and
you're not supposed to act back. I mean, I got to tell you, man, some guy hits me with a pistol, I'm going back at him, and I don't know that this is necessarily the smartest PR move for Starbucks.
Well, now you're onto something.
And I think we ought to stay on top of this.
They don't look too good. So it's Michael Harris and Devin Jones Ransom are the two employees that have been relieved of their barista duties. They won't be mixing up the lattes any longer, but they are fortunate to have Tom Topping on the case. He's a local attorney here with the
Krupp Law Firm,
and they'll be filing suit. We're going to keep an eye on this story as things progress. Have you done a lot of employee discrimination, or I don't know how you would term this thing.
Wrongful termination
suits, is that, yeah.
Well, I personally have not. I mainly practice criminal defense, but my firm does quite a bit of plaintiff's work, so we're well-versed in any and all tort actions in the state of Missouri.
So I think the old Seattle guys who charge you $7 for your cup of joe in the morning may be seeing a lawsuit that's going to ask them for more than $7.
Well, you never know, Michael, and I want to thank Tom Topping for coming in. Best of luck. Keep us in the loop on this thing, because I'm interested to see how this all plays out.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Well, Michael, that's going
to
do it.
Buddy, we had a good day today. So just to remind everybody, if you want to go back, you can go to the Odyssey app and listen to us. You can go back and hear. We visited with George Roman about the life of Tom Gunn and the incredible impact he made on St. Louis. We visited with a household name here in St. Louis, Paul McKee, who's opened up a hospital on the near north side. And guess what? Controversy just seems to follow this guy. Even when the good stuff happens, I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a lot. We covered some ground.
We went to Ripley's, believe it or not, buddy. And they're going to be over there at the City Museum where you can check out the Guinness Book of World Records. And then who can forget the baristas that we just visited with here? The barista was supposed to be with us, but he got held up. How about me using a dad joke? I was trying to be like you.
It was almost funny the first time you told it, and then you kind of killed it there.
Well, you kind of tell the same joke over and over. Because, Kelly, I don't like to talk.
Hey, he's Michael Kelly.
You think
I'm John
they're
Hancock.
Here? Huh? You think they're here? You
Amy
think we're going to spend time
in
with
the
them?
House. It's a Chris and Amy show coming up right next. Whatever I'm trying to say. Want to thank Frank Ladd for masterfully producing this program this morning, and of course James O'Sullivan providing his great dexterity behind the what do you call that thing? A board? That's the board. I call that thing. It's Chris and Amy next on KMOX.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story.
These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.